you know, I didn't advocate for taking over Dempsey Hall at all, but one understands the frustration, especially in these later years. I certainly, reflecting on this interview, could understand the behavior and what all went into that behavior, the thought process of my people.
Bad things can happen, but in my view, institutions can either manage the events and respond appropriately, or, as the old cliche goes, bring gasoline to the fire. And I think in the case of what happened in 1968, I'm afraid the senior leadership brought gasoline to the fire and took really a tragic situation. I view it as a tragedy for the student. Felt like they had to do what they had to do to catch the attention of the institution. But I feel like essentially the way it was ultimately responded to and handled by the senior leadership, it was only made worse.
The guy who was supposedly in charge of that said he hadn't spoken to him in months or something. So, I think we know now what happens if you take a bunch of black kids from the middle of a big American city and put them in a college that's overwhelmingly white in a town that is totally white, with students who are themselves not really used to seeing black people, no one else. But maybe we didn't know as much then. But I think that it's obvious that there has to be some sort of work done after they get there. And it seems to me in this case it probably wasn't done.